A program approved by Congress aims to give rural communities a boost when applying for federal dollars. The CHIPS Act, passed last month, boosts semiconductor manufacturing in the U.S. It also includes a $1 billion pilot program to help distressed communities apply for economic development funds. Kathleen Williams is Montana State Director of the U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Department. She says the size of small communities can be a hindrance to applying for federal money.
Sometimes it's capacity to have grant writers or hire grant writers or go through the application process or do the reporting, etc.
Williams notes the USDA is able to provide technical assistance for communities to boost their capacity. The pilot program and the CHIPS Act is based on legislation known as the Recompete Act and will be handled by the Economic Development Administration within the U.S. Commerce Department. It's coming at an especially critical time as legislation such as the infrastructure package passed in Congress directs billions of dollars to states. Matt Hildreth, head of ruralorganizing.org, says big cities typically are first in line for federal grants, but he believes this program could change that.
It targets funds specifically to small towns and rural communities and communities across the country that are economically distressed and ensures that they have a shot at getting access to those federal funds as well.
He notes the vast majority of communities classified as economically distressed are rural. Hildreth notes that each place has different development needs, from more broadband to help transitioning between industries. He says under this pilot, communities will guide the investments.
It allows local leaders to have the flexibility they need to invest in the challenges that they see in their specific community. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach. It is a locally-led approach.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.